Good morning. It's the 15th of November.
Our New Testament reading today is Colossians chapters 3 and 4. I'm going to read to you from a book by Brother Harry Whittaker, the title of which is Seven Short Epistles. And the sections I have chosen are first to do with chapter 4, verse 2, and then chapter 4, verse 6. I read. The prime importance of prayer is briefly but comprehensively set out. Continue, or rather be diligent, in prayer, and watch in the same with thanksgiving. This is more in the nature of a reminder of a duty and privilege too familiar to need great emphasis. Yet the Apostle knew how easy it is to become formal, slovenly, or neglectful regarding this vital spiritual exercise. The secret, of course, is faith. When a man really believes in the power of prayer, not just in his own soul, but in the counsels of heaven, he will be diligent enough in his prayers. Faith is also the key to efficiency in the accompanying duties of watchfulness and thanksgiving. The first of these describes the attitude of mind which believes in a God who is at work in the world and in the lives of his faithful ones, and which, therefore, is alert and expectant for a practical response to all petitions laid before a Heavenly Father. Answers to prayer are always given. To think of one's prayers which might or might not achieve anything, rather like buying a ticket in the lottery, which might or might not come off, is an affront to the wisdom of the Almighty. Therefore, watch for the circumstance, maybe very unexpected in form, which is God's infallible answer to your prayer. When Israel kept their first Passover in Egypt, they were to celebrate it as a night of watching unto the Lord. For their sacrifice of the Lord's Passover was in itself an act of prayer for deliverance. And in that night they were to look eagerly for the signal act of God by which salvation would come. This is what watching in prayer meant to them. So also let it be with the new Israel. And when you have this faith-reassuring experience, do not forget your thanksgiving for the greatness of this blessing. And now to verse 6. This alert walking in wisdom is to be matched by talking in wisdom. Let your speech be always with grace, seasoned with salt. Seasoned with salt is one of the descriptive phrases used by Moses to describe the holy oil of consecration. See Exodus chapter 30 and verse 35. Furthermore, it was laid down that no sacrifice was to be offered without an admixture of salt. The reason for this is not difficult to perceive. The fire of the altar of sacrifice must be seen to be different from all other fire. Salt would make it so, for all sodium products burn with a golden yellow flame, thus suggesting a close association with the fine gold of the sanctuary. Thus Paul exhorts to a proper care that one's talk shall be flavoured with holiness and due consecration to the glory of God. The force of the idea is intensified by the addition of always with grace, that is, according to a not uncommon New Testament idiomatic usage, influenced and guided by a spirit of holiness. The second half of this splendid verse beautifully underlines the main point, that ye may know how ye ought to answer every man. Thank you for listening.